And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says Jesus was God in the flesh on earth? In John chapter 3 and verse 3, we read about Nicodemus, a Jewish ruler who had sought out Jesus Christ. Upon finding him, Nicodemus said, "We know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do the signs that you do unless God is with him." Nicodemus realized that Christ was no mere man, but was from God. In fact, this was the topic of discussion between Christ and the Pharisees in Matthew 22, verse 42, when Jesus asked, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" Every accountable person must eventually answer those questions. Jesus affirmed that he was one with the Father, John 10 and verse 30. He even forgave sins, a prerogative normally reserved solely for God, Mark chapter 2, verses 5 and 7. But Christ did not just claim to be deity, he also performed genuine miracles, like raising the dead, to prove that claim, miracles that even his fiercest enemies could not explain away. John 11, verse 47 informs us that the chief priest and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, "What shall we do? For this man works many signs." Christ's irrefutable public miracles prove that he was from God. In the Scriptures, Jesus frequently is referred to as God. In most of its occurrences, the name Jehovah is applied to the first person of the Godhead, that is, the Father. Yet Jehovah can also refer to Christ. For example, Isaiah prophesied that John the Immerser would be the voice of one who cries, "Prepare ye in the wilderness a way of Jehovah, make level in the desert a highway for our God." Isaiah 40 and verse 3. John chapter 1 verses 29 through 34 tells us that John was sent to prepare the way for Jesus Christ. Yet Isaiah said that John would prepare the way for Jehovah. Clearly, Jesus and Jehovah are the same, as the Bible explains in John 1 verse 1, when it says that the Word was God, and then 13 verses later adds, "The Word, Jesus Christ, became flesh and dwelt among men." When doubting Thomas said to Jesus, "My Lord and my God," John chapter 20 verse 28, he was absolutely correct. Jesus is both Lord and God, which is why he could say, "If you love me, keep my commandments," John 14:15. Are you keeping Christ's commandments?